Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, hi, this is Gordon Tallis here. God, that's a big collision. You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL.
Starting to get into the grind.
Live on the Listener app.
Racing over, high five, and everybody.
Download it now. LISTNR.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball. Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome back, and we are live across the Triple M network thanks to our mates at Sea-Doo. Penrith 16 lead, the Warriors 10. And there's still plenty of time in that game, about 26 and a half minutes to go in that game. Now, there's two games coming up this afternoon, Broncos-Tigers, Souths-Dogs. Now, we've got Dan's going to call one, I think Dobbo's going to call the other one, and those games are going to be available on Triple M or the Listener app. So if you haven't got the Listener app yet, I'd be doing it right now. An absolute feast of football this afternoon. Gordon Tallis, James Hooper, and joining us for the final hour, Ryan Girdler. Welcome to you.
Hello, hello Maroon. Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. I was listening to Maroon's trivia on the way in. Old tuck shop was an interesting one. I couldn't believe that when you were talking about the competition to the Sunny Boy, the Raz didn't get mentioned.
The Raz,
I think, was more popular than the Glug. Wasn't the Raz the raspberry one?
Ah, the Raz was the raspberry one. It came in third.
What flavour was the Glug?
The Glug was a cola-flavoured one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Okay. So cola always beats.
Great segment, that. Glad it's back.
Yeah, next week we're going to do Zupa Dupas and that sort of thing. So,
Kenny lost his way on the bounty, didn't he?
Well, mate, he got... See,
I mean, everyone knows coconuts inside a bounty, don't they?
Yeah, I know. But he tried to...
Thinking about the polywaffle again.
Well, might have to... What was inside a polywaffle?
Marshmallow.
I don't know.
Yeah, marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow.
I don't know. Yeah. Now, we were talking about the polywaffle the other night, weren't we, on Friday night?
It came
up in conversation.
They've got to bring back the polywaffle.
Yeah, well, you've put down a suggestion box next to the vending machine.
Yeah, I have.
The polywaffle's gone in there. Ever is the chomp.
That was so cheap.
You can still get it. Mm. So you fill up at the servo, and then all of a sudden you can get them. They're a dollar on the counter. Sometimes you check out a Woolworths, mate, they're on special, or grab a big handful.
Were you here the day, Gordy? We got Tony Soprano's mum to send some in.
Yeah.
She found them somewhere.
That won't be happening today.
Big bag he's in full lockdown,
Tony
Soprano.
Tony had to leave work yesterday to get home to the Western Sydney.
Yep.
He's wishing all the people out there all the best. Tough times for everyone.
Well, can I touch a bit on that, mate? You've got the door shut again at Girdler's, and it's serious stuff. We spoke about it with Spud, but it's serious stuff. You own a business, you can't open the doors.
Yeah, it's past the point of serious now, Maroon, unfortunately. But yeah, doing it like a lot of other business people out there at the moment, just fixed costs, all of our overheads continue. But we just can't generate any turnover to pay our outgoings and everyone's just falling deeper into further debt. In relation to the stimulus package they put out last week, well, to be honest, it doesn't help me in any way. They talk about, not trying to lay people off and keeping, 100% of your payroll on, or your payroll needs to be the same as what it was early on in the year. So if I've got 80 on my payroll and I've got, four stores, one of the doors is shut in the Warringah Mall, but I've got three other stores and I'm only doing takeaway and I only can employ 30 people, what are the other 50 going to get paid to do?
Yeah.
And then if I don't keep them on the payroll and you put people off, which I don't know what else you can do, then all of a sudden I don't get the government grant.
So
how's it help me?
No. Well, but mate,
how's it help anyone?
You go through it once, and I'm not blaming anyone or anything, but someone like you go through it once and then you think, all right, well, you know what? We've gone through it. We're going to get the train back on the tracks, and then bang, you get hit with it again.
Yeah, I can't keep talking about it. It's you know, I'm so frustrated with it all.
My
weekends are coming here talking to footy and you guys. My weeks at the moment are just an absolute disaster with trying to have tough conversations with all my staff and keep morale up, and we've still got doors open, and then spending numerous hours with administration just trying to work out what the bloody hell we're entitled to, what we're not, what the regulations are that they change every day in relation to what we can sell, how many people can come in the door, whether my staff wear masks. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, it is. The messaging is just so ambiguous that at this point, mate, I honestly don't know what to do. I just love my weekends.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well, look, we love you and we wish you all the best. And likewise, once again to everybody in the construction industry too, who have been hit hard. We can say we know how you feel, but we don't. But we just wish you all the very, very best. Let's talk a bit of footy. The Raiders, everybody here thinks two in a row. Well, it doesn't mean anything, but what do you think, Gerds?
Well, look, yeah, I really enjoyed that game last night, and they've been in those situations where the game's been in the balance a lot, over the past three months, and they just haven't found a way out. But I was just thinking, what's the difference with the Raiders now and what it was at the start? Did you just spill your coffee all over the place again?
Mate,
honestly, mate, what do you need?
Grow up.
I mean,
what do you want?
I just didn't get my hand out in time, and now I've burnt my good hand.
So. Is that the left hand?
That's the left hand.
You'll have to start wearing a glove around.
Yeah. Anyway, don't worry
George.
About it, mate.
Oh, he wears them anyway. No worries.
Thanks, Mike. First world problems. Go
and
on.
And look, I just think that they've had a tough time there, and there's been some issues around what's happened with players and administration and coaches whatsoever. But I think on the back of the guy that you spoke to, Josh Hodgson, who's always great to listen to, always really gives you a clear understanding of what's going on. He's upfront and he's honest. And I think on the back of the leadership that he's shown, and guys like Papali'i, when they've come out and instead of sort of watching what's happened and kicking cans and letting it sort of infiltrate through the playing group, I think they've come out and they've met it head on, and they've had some tough discussions with the club, and they've been supportive of their mates, and they've also probably had some tough conversations with Ricky. And I just get the feeling that they've been able to, come through that period, put in the revision mirror and focus on footy, because they've all been upfront and honest, and they probably haven't, they haven't been easy conversations, but they've been necessary. And I just think on the back of that now, they've got some clear heads down there, and you're seeing that in the way that they play on weekends.
All right, well, we might get a chance to come back to that, but right now it is time for this. The Raging Bull. Turn your workflow into cash flow with an invoice finance facility from Apricity Finance. 1-300-APRICITY. 1-300-APRICITY. What is the Raging Bull raging about today?
Well, I'm raging. It's a good rage today. Obviously, the last six or so, I've sort of hit people with sledgehammers and thrown them under buses, and I've run out of buses this week. So mine is about... we always bag the players, but the attitude of the players and the game to get on with business. And we just spoke about Gerds and to do whatever they got to do to keep the game rolling on. And I was at Seabus the other night in Parramatta, and my first interview was with Brad Arthur. And I said, mate, how has the squad gone with the relocation and the commitment to the game? He goes, we love it. We'll do everything. This is a new start of the season. And, for us, it's actually a brand new competition. And I spoke to Ryan Madison, and he goes, well, I packed for 3 months. I'm prepared to go away for 3 months. And some people have left their families because their wives will be working and their kids are at school, and some families are coming up here. But just the sacrifice that they make, and we're always quick to jump on players when they do the wrong thing. But for those guys to happen, and it was overnight pretty much, that they had to, ship everything to keep the game going and keep all of us in a job, and we're in a job because of them as well. I just want to give the players a huge shout out, and the footy's been pretty good over the weekend. I know there's been distractions and there's been excuses, especially with the Melbourne Storm, because they were probably the last team to move, but it's probably the best performance of the weekend so far. Mm.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, like it's great to see the players and coaches and NRL teams have such a good attitude.
Yeah, well said by Gordon, because he's right. It is the entire industry that the players are making the sacrifice for. There's a lot of media, a lot of hospitality people, a hell of a lot of other people who rely on rugby league for an income. And as a result of that, all the players are making a huge sacrifice to be able to keep everything above board and up and running.
What is your gut feel, Hoops? Is your gut feel we'll see out the season in southeast Queensland and have a grand final in southeast Queensland?
Oh, it's a great unknown, Anthony, but you'd have to think, yeah, on face value, the way that it looks at the moment, it's definitely a big possibility.
Why don't we just ask that guy on TikTok that keeps getting the numbers right? He'll be able to tell us how
where's he getting his mail from? Oh, He's clearly got a leak somewhere.
Come on, there has
to be.
He's
on the money every day, hours in advance.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know into TikTok.
Some bloke on TikTok, no, I'm not, but some bloke on TikTok keeps predicting the exact number of COVID cases that the government will announce in Sydney the night before it gets announced the next day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, his name's Peter Berejiklian. No.
Say that fast 10 times.
All right. Well, look,
I went to Junior Rugby League today, you know, just across the road and watched the little West Panthers play. And then that was a question, what's going to happen? And I think, you know, let's get on the front foot and say, hey, listen, let's keep the competition here or wherever and go, hey, let's do it and everybody bunker down or no, everybody's going to come back to Sydney or whatever. But, like, let's commit now so everybody can get on with it and say, look, well, it is going to stay in Queensland. And no matter what, it's going to be here so the fans can, you know, get behind it and – you know, start supporting the teams up here, because at the moment it's unknown and, like, you know, why would I support the game for a month if it's only here and what are they doing? So maybe the game can make an announcement soon.
All right. Well, no doubt we'll know more about that in the next couple of days. But, you know, it does look like it might just be up there for the rest of the year and Brisbane gets a grand final and good on them, I say. But, Gordy, we're going to let you go because you've got to get to Suncorp and be
going
on the...
call the game, yeah. Calling the Broncos on the sideline for the M. So I'll walk down there, grab a kebab on the way and...
Yeah. Walk past the Caxton or...
Yeah, I'll probably walk past. Should I sneak in?
I think you probably will. I think
okay, I better. Oh, mate, it'd be rude not to.
Well, I mean, it's a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, thank you, that, Gordon.
He's got to hydrate on the way.
Yeah, he got it's a long walk. So, signing autographs, kissing babies.
Gordy's going to leave the Suncorp Stadium up the hill to the Caxton, then past the Caxton Hotel into the studio. 100%. If you go to the Caxton Hotel in 12 minutes, you'll see him there. Good on you, Gordy.
See you, guys.
See you, Gordon.
Hoops and Ryan Girdler, it's us three, right? The three musketeers, okay? We're going to have
lead
a break.
From the front, Maroon.
We're going to come back. We're going to have a little bit of a motivational talk in the middle here.
How's your hand, Anthony?
Yeah, I burnt it, but it's okay.
Did you burn it?
Yeah, I'll get a little bit of calamine on there.
Unbelievable.
And we'll take a break and we'll come back as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sin Bin. At 4 o'clock, Dan's going to call that game for us at Suncorp, which is a must win for the West Tigers, the Broncos as well. But right now, if you're having a flutter on the game this afternoon, there's two games to go. By the way, before I go any further, Penrith 24 with a kick to come. Penrith 26, Warriors 10. So that's another one the Warriors have lost. We're going to speak to Aaron Warburton now for the CEO from the Bulldogs. We've got him on the phone. He's a busy man this afternoon. Let's get him on while we can. Aaron, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks, Maroon. Gerds, Hoops, g'day.
Nice to speak to you, mate. I know you're a passionate Bulldogs man. I've known you for a long time. You're running the show there. What was behind getting Gus back?
Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks, let alone a big year for the club. And look, Gus coming back to the Bulldogs after, you know, a number of years playing, coaching, he's a Bulldog through and through. And we're about bringing good people to Belmore, and he's a piece of the puzzle. And yeah, we're building nicely for next year.
Why was it so important, Aaron, that you went and got somebody of Gus's standing in to do this role of general manager of football?
Yeah, the football side of things, Hoops, is enormous, and we can have the greatest sponsorship program and the best marketing program, but unless we've got football firing, it just doesn't work as a football club. So the fans demand success, and and Gus brings, you know, one of the greatest minds in footy. So we're looking forward to tapping into that and just, yeah, getting him into the seat.
Obviously, Aaron, there would have been some consultation there with Coach Trent Barrett, and their relationship seems to be a good one.
Yeah, it, you know, when we had initial talks a number of months ago, which were quite public, and look, we remained as respectful as we could, knowing that Phil was employed with the Warriors at the time. But Trent's relationship with Gus goes back decades. And Trent said it himself, someone of Gus's ilk to come in and just keep him accountable, like everyone in the business. So that's going to be no different for Trent.
He knocked you back initially, as you just pointed out there, Aaron. What changed that meant you were able to get the deal done the second time around?
Definitely a timing thing. And then, as Gus mentioned, he's got the utmost respect for what the Warriors were building, particularly through Pathways. So, look, I think for what he could add and did add throughout his contract with them, it probably just took a little bit of a turn of late. And, look, as I said, we're all about getting the best people. So from, you know, John Currie, our chair, who works tirelessly, you know, behind the scenes, we got our man.
Aaron, can you give us a just a brief summary, mate, of what this now means for, you know, an NRL club with the transition of the playing group up into a bubble up north, no more home games, and just what this whole COVID situation is going to look like for you guys financially in the short term?
Yeah, it'll hurt us in the short term. We played two games out of Sydney the other week, back to back behind closed doors. So straight away, what was meant to be, you know, profitable for the club over those 2 weeks were losses. So we didn't start the whole lockdown well. And moving to Queensland, still a lot of moving parts. The NRL's worked. Look, Andrew and his team, an amazing job in a few days to get everyone up. We were one of the last flights on the Wednesday to get into town. So no complaints, even with the families who were, you know, they're going to be a few more days in Sydney than they would have liked. But again, they know that it's for the greater good of the game. And I heard you just talking about before some certainty. I think Queensland's done a huge job for keeping this game alive, and they deserve some good footy. So hopefully they get that over the next few weeks.
And Aaron, from just to talk about you for a second, you're no blow-in. You've been at that club a long time. You've worked your way up the rungs to be where you are today. And obviously your background is sales and marketing and bringing in sponsors. And I suppose having Gus there now, well, I mean, you could probably go to a big sponsor. I mean, it's not going to hurt having Gus Gould on the books.
No, not at all. And Gus's network aside, it just the amount of calls I've had in the past couple of days from current partners who have just stuck with us through thick and thin, and a few new ones that we are talking to for next year. Look, it doesn't hurt. He's a commercial asset in himself, but in saying that, he's probably one of the most genuine men in rugby league. So I think for a working class club like the Bulldogs, he's going to fit straight in. And the brands we talk to as well, we've got a huge market in southwestern Sydney. So I just can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about your recruitment next year as well as Feel Good. You've got some quality players coming. You took a little bit of a pun on Matty Burton at the start of the year, Aaron, but with the season he's having, I guess trying to be rubbing his hands together.
Oh, mate, it's the afterpay analogy at $7 a share. So he was, you know, sought out from Trent 18 or so months ago. So look, between Matt, Josh, even of late Matt Duffy joining the ranks, we're building nicely with a, you know, a little bit of room to remain active. But we're just, you know, very thankful for where the salary cap is looking compared to potentially where it's been in the past few years.
Mate, we wish you all the best, mate. You're a good fella, Azza. I wish you all the best as a CEO.
You've probably never met him,
mate.
Azza, you've spoken to him once. Aaron, no, hang on.
Yeah.
Aaron, have you ever had a conversation in real life with Anthony Maroon?
No, Maroon and I do go way back. He helped out at a number of, Rabbitohs Bulldogs games. He was he's a good MC.
Okay, all right. I'll take it back.
What
Maroon.
Was that? Sorry, mate. I missed that last bit. Azza, what did you say? He's a what? He's a.
You're a good MC.
Yeah, no, that's right. Thanks, mate. all right. Well, listen, mate. Thanks, all the best for the remainder of the year, Aaron.
No, really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much. And made a best team win tonight, Maroon.
Good on you, mate. Go the Bunnies. See you, Aaron. Talk to you again soon.
See you, fellas.
Fancy asking him if I know. I've practically raised this bloke.
Yeah.
practically raised the bloke.
Please.
Let's take a break and we'll come back as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy. The Sunday sin bin for Sea-Doo.
Whoa. That's amazing defence.
That is magnificent.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league. Is there another game they play in Australia?
The weekend is here.
and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Penrith 30 lead the Warriors 16. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent tyre network. Tyre Power 100% Australian owned and operated since 1977. See tyrepower.com.au. Now, as I say, Warriors trail Penrith 30 points to 16. 4 minutes left in that game. So Penrith will stay up there with the front runners, 1 and 2 with the Melbourne Storm. And at 4 o'clock today, we have the Broncos-West Tigers game, which is a very important one for both teams, I would think more so, though, for the West Tigers. And before we go any further, if you want to join a leading building industry super fund and one of the biggest supporters of building and construction workers in Australia, join CBUS Supergirds.
Yeah, built for members with low fees and strong long-term investment performance. CBUS has been kicking goals for over 36 years, Maroon, and with insurance cover tailored to building and construction workers, members can enjoy financial protection and security for themselves and their families. To consider CBUS is right for you, visit cbussuper.com.au. Some big news here, though, for the Panthers. Just defending their own line there, there's been a collision between Fisher-Harris and Kickow, and Fisher-Harris has been left on the ground clutching a shoulder originally. Now he's got some of the Penrith doctors or the medical team out there assessing the knee, but it's not a good look for the Panthers. And with already a couple of key members out, they need him on the park.
Okay.
Well, here we go. He's up and about now, Goods.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that, boys.
He's off the back, mate. He's off.
Penrith 30, Warriors 16.
Real concern.
And replace.
It looked like he might have got a little bit winded. Yeah, it looked like similar to what we saw with Jack Whiten last night with that nasty sternum injury where he looked as though he was struggling to breathe. Hopefully he's just winded for all the Panthers fans out there, because I'll tell you what, if you're going to make a dent in the competition, you need him fit.
Yeah.
Okay, boys, time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Okay, plenty of things to call BS about, but maybe we want to have some fun. I've only got a small one today. Come up a little bit earlier. These players who know they're going to score a try and then pass it on to someone else, I think it's just a toss fest. I don't like it. If you're going to score a try, score a try. Last night we saw it in the Raiders game. Chris passed it to Savage. If Savage would have dropped it, Ricky Stewart would have had a heart attack. Don't be... You know, like, if you're going to score the try, just score a try. I don't like that.
Ifs and buts, chips and nuts.
Yeah, well, that's right, mate.
Did he score the try or not?
He did score the try, but, I mean, it's a toss. There's a better word for it, but I won't say
it. You're becoming a narc.
Yeah, well, listen, mate, you don't have to. What I think is not your business, right? Whatever I say, you don't have to disagree with. That's not your job.
Just disagree with you on this point.
Okay, well, it seems to me
that... Sure, there's listeners that would feel the same way.
It seems to me that you disagree with...
Now, I'll call BS, Anthony, on the state government. So it's been as clear as mud, this entire COVID puzzle, solution, whatever you want to call it. Masks on, masks off, businesses open, businesses closed, pubs are open, pubs are shut. The vaccine's here. No, the vaccine's not here. Don't take AstraZeneca. Oh, no, now it's okay. Seriously, can we please get some clarity on it? Because as we heard from our great mate Gerds earlier, there's a lot of people, himself included, small businesses, hospitality industry workers, now the building industry. It's affecting everybody in all walks of life. So they need to try and get some clarity around it.
Well said, mate. I think so. Well said.
Also, I'd like to call BS on you for a change as well, Anthony, because surprise, surprise, you decided to hop into your lovely wife, Christine, a little bit earlier today, as you always like to out her on national radio. As Christine knows, I'm one of her biggest supporters.
Yep, she's rung in.
And not for the first time, you just unnecessarily decided to air your private business in public. Unnecessary.
Mate, you know what it's like. Those things that happen at home, well, I mean, nobody's perfect at home. I'm sure
but
I'm not perfect.
You don't see Ryan bringing his here, do you? And you don't see Kendi and you don't see myself. Nobody else does it except for you.
Yeah, well, because
I'd like to call BS on the Wales for not turning up when lovely Christine stands up on the headland.
Yeah, I know.
What's that all about?
I know. I've told you, mate. She lets out a vibe.
Yeah.
And the whales do not come into Little Bay. Yeah.
Now, just on the back of what Hoop said, I'd like the government just to release some of the other ailments or illnesses that the people that are actually suffering from COVID have along with the virus. Just some more clarification around that, but that's a whole nother topic. My BS, and I don't like to be too negative, and there's been a couple of negative points made so far in this program, but I thought the Gold Coast were really disappointing on Friday night. Real opportunity up there where they're placed. There was no upheaval for them through the week. Obviously, pretty much every other club's had to shift midweek, get up to Queensland, get into the bubble. The Gold Coast, they were home. They had the perfect preparation, sleeping in their own beds with their families, played at home against a Parramatta side that, you know, had two of their best players sidelined because of the Origin and did not strike a blow. Scored one try, I think, for Feeder in the 66th minute, and that was one of the first runs that he had. So just in relation to where the Gold Coast are at the moment, I thought that was an opportunity for them just to come out and make a little bit of a statement, and they failed to do so, and I'm not sure where that leaves them in the race for the finals.
Oh, well, look, mate, I tell you what, you showed a lot of guts there. You don't say anything bad about the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, I noticed Gordon had gone, so I thought it was going to be okay.
All right, that's about full time there. Penrith 30, Warriors 16. We'll take a break and come back and wrap things up as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. We're just about done. West Tigers will take on the Broncos very shortly. Just a little bit of a reminder. Everybody's looking forward to this thing on Fox League. Wild West's Tales from Tiger Town. Got a little snippet for you here.
What you're building is right. What you had out there, boys, you had moments at the start of the game that we didn't do what we needed to, which then put ourselves under pressure. But you had that team on the rack, ready BBB. And they're a top four team, all right? We're all hurting at the moment, boys, I understand that. But what you're gonna understand here is that you know, I keep going back to f***ing hell. Got me, you blokes. Well, I just saw the effort out there is what we're about as a team. You keep putting that effort in, we'll keep growing this team.
There you go. There's Madge. I love Madge. He won premiership at my club. I got to know him personally, and I love the bloke, and I wish him all the success in the world. I'll tell you what, he's got his work cut out for him, though.
Yeah, look, he is a great bloke, Madge, and he clearly knows what success looks like. He did a terrific interview in the News Corp papers today where he said, this is definitely the biggest challenge I've had in my coaching career. He's had success at Wigan, won a competition over in the English Super League overseas, and obviously smashed the 43 season premiership drought with your bunnies, Anthony, when the whole city went Burko in a sea of red and
green tears. Are you
talking
about the documentary now or getting the Tigers out of where they are?
No, getting the Tigers out of where they are. Definitely.
So I'd imagine that would have been hard. I'd imagine, you know, doing the doco.
Yeah,
would have been really difficult.
There was some resistance early, but thankfully, you know, people at Fox were able to convince the Tigers to have that degree of trust, let the cameras in, and as a result, it's going to be a ripping series, and I'm sure the ratings will go gangbusters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so look out for it on Fox League. Wild West's Tales from Tiger Town, featuring Australia's latest star, Michael Madge Maguire. Now, boys, who wins, West Tigers or the Brisbane Broncos?
Well, I think it's all there for the Broncos, isn't it? We spoke about the Gold Coast Titans and their lead up to the game. The Broncos, no difference, coming off probably their best performance of the season against the Sharks 2 weeks ago, then just went away for a couple of weeks, cleared their head, and it hasn't been a disrupted preparation for them at all. They're playing at home. They would have been up there a week watching the chaos unfold before them, and it's a real opportunity with pretty much the same side that got the job done against the Sharks 2 weeks ago. So there should be some continuity to come out there this afternoon against the West Tigers, who have come off an absolute horrible month of football. I mean, you know, the bye took them to Golden Point last week. They're going so bad. The 3 weeks before that, there was 144 points against them amassed by some of the better sides in the competition, but still defensively, that's unacceptable. So I say the Broncos are going to get the money this afternoon, Maroon.
Okay, what about you, Hoops?
Yeah, I'm worried, Anthony. I think that the Tigers over the last couple of weeks have shown some huge alarm bells in terms of vulnerability. Defensively, I don't know has been going on. And I think that if Brisbane, as bad as Brisbane have been this season, if they can put some early points on the board and gather some momentum, then I really hope that the Tigers can show a bit of steel.
Okay, that game is coming up for you in about 5 minutes' time. Dan's going to call that one for you. And you think Bunnies to beat the Doggies, Gerds?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, rolling on, aren't they, South Sydney? And really pushing for that that top two spot, which is going to be important at the end of the season. But yeah, the Dogs, well, we spoke to their CEO and he'll be hopeful going into that one that they get a bit better performance. It hasn't been a good couple of weeks for the Doggies, but yeah, they'll be buoyed by the fact that they've signed Gus through the week and that'll get some positivity out of it.
Okay, Triceratops.
I think it'll be a carve-up. I think that the Bunnies, yeah, AJ's chasing that try-scoring record, mm-hmm. and I think he's in line to post another hat trick.
Good on you, mate. Okay, now, a king in the industry that continues to innovate, strong, smart, iconic workwear, King G, pushing the limit in technology and design, and so that you're set even in the most extreme conditions. Comfort is king and quality is king.
You still got those overalls with the cheeks out of them?
I have, yeah. I've just got them on now under this. King G, a true Aussie icon since 1920. Wait a second, I'll take them off. Just wait a second. King G, a true Aussie icon since 1926.
Pioneering workwear, Anthony, since 1926.
Featuring the great man, James Triceps Hooper. That's it for us. We'll leave you in the hands of Dan and the call team as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.